Hello everyone, welcome back to your Impact Training. And for this lesson, we're going to talk about marketing. Virtual marketing, which is basically anything in the World Wide Web. And print marketing, which is old school, but still the school you need to attend. It all matters. And I think what's interesting is after all this internet revolution, I'm actually seeing not a resurgence, but a reawareness, I guess, of how important print marketing is in addition to internet marketing. However, the games have changed, the prices have changed, and the way you structure it and the way you put it all together is different than it was 5, 10, or 15 years ago. But I think, you know, people get so excited about the internet, and believe me, I love it. We're going to talk a lot about internet marketing in this class. However, print marketing is really, really important. Do you have a few opening words, Bella?
Sure, absolutely. What we're looking at with this impact program is your radius is fairly small. It might be, depending where you are, 6 miles, 12 miles, 15 miles, maybe up to 30 miles that people are willing to travel to come to your program. So initially, you will really rely upon print marketing, and as time goes on and the buzz is created, you can start to scale back, but at the same time, you need to be ramping up your internet marketing.
That's right, and what has become even more important with internet marketing is local search. You know, there's a lot of different websites out there, Meetup, Yelp, local directories, Craigslist, whatever it is, but the local search of the internet is becoming more essential than ever before, and it's because of the new algorithms used by the search engines, it's because of specialized marketing efforts by different portals specializing in different geographic regions, and so you can't ignore that. You have to be very, very pinpoint, laser precision with your marketing efforts online, and of course in print as well. Let's start off, Kelly, by talking about your startup campaign. Now, as we created this outline and all the outlines for these audio lessons, what is most important in the startup campaign when it comes to marketing?
Well, initially, you want to get the word out there. There is really nothing to even compare this program to because it is so different. It's not group fitness, as people might traditionally know from a health club. It's not personal training. It's not really boot camp. This is kind of a different animal, so we need to educate the consumer a little bit that this is group personal training, and if they have any experience with group personal training, it might be one-on-two. So this is really a different format, a different system. So you're going to need to educate the consumer as to what this is, what a great product this is, the incredible results that this can produce. So it might seem like a lot to have to get in at once. Do not overcrowd your ads. What you want to do is create an emotionally compelling headline that's going to grab their attention. Usually anything to do with metabolism, anything to do with increasing energy, living longer. Those things that really get people's attention is what you want to have at the top of your ad. The second most important thing is going to be the image. That is another thing that's going to catch their attention after they see that initial headline. And you typically want that to be an image of how they will become. So it might be somebody that looks a little younger than your average person and more fit than your average person. So it's something they aspire to be. That's the type of image you should use, and it certainly could be your own people. And then the small details like your phone number, the website, the time, that kind of stuff, they're going to look for at the end if they get past the headline and the image. So don't make that such a big part of your ad. They will find that. They will look for that. And another thing about your startup campaign is we tend to want to list all of the features. You know, we do this and we do that and we do this and we do that. And really you always want to have your campaign ask the question of the consumer, what's in it for me? That's what they're thinking. What do you have that I need? So when you're creating your startup campaign, you really need to think about what's in it for the person. You need to put yourself in their shoes. So one thing I recommend is to do what I call the mom test or whatever your audience is. If it's a 40-year-old woman who's 20 pounds overweight, start to show your potential campaigns to people in that demographic and ask them, would you join this program? And they might say, no way, that's too intimidating. Or, yes, absolutely, I would love that. Or, I don't understand what this is. So before you invest any dollars in actually paying for online or print ads, make sure that you test it out with your audience to see what kind of response that it's going to get. And initially, you're going to spend a little bit more dollars because you're starting from scratch with a new program that people aren't aware of. So you might allow several thousand dollars initially, but then as the months go by, you're going to scale that back significantly. So, for example, you might start out with a half-page ad, and I really recommend that you use some type of a health and fitness tabloid section where people are specifically going, looking, and seeking for health, fitness, and wellness information. And they tend to keep those tabloids more than they do just a regular weekly newspaper. So something like a bridal section, something like a back-to-school issue even that people may hang on to. So whoever you work with, your local newspaper, you can go online and see what their schedule is for the year and look at that calendar and see where are the places that you can plug in. Valentine's Day is usually another one. People want to, they get engaged, they want to get in shape. So be very strategic and planning backwards from your launch date to make sure that you place your ads and you spend the most dollars in the wisest spot. As far as a startup campaign, if you are spending dollars on this ad, you might alternate a full-color ad with just a spot color and ultimately go down to black and white. You might start out with a half page and then alternate that with a quarter page and then ultimately get down to an eighth of a page. People over time will get to know your brand and your ads, and you can absolutely go smaller and smaller. If you find with your startup campaign that things don't seem to be working, don't put good dollar after good dollar. It might not be the right paper. It might not be the right audience. So make sure that you're testing how things are working. And one way to do that is obviously to have on your website the information, how they heard about you on your application registration form. So those are some of the points about startup. And, of course, always directing them to your website where they can have all of their questions answered.
You know, one thing, or a couple things I wanted to add, and that is that your headline is absolutely critical to your success, and it's something that I didn't pay enough attention to for way too long. And the reason we are successful is not because of the headline, because we had horrible headlines. It's because we had great programs and people had tremendous results. But with a better headline years ago, we would have done even better. So it has to be something sometimes shocking, or ask them a question. You know, have you ever wondered why you been exercising for years and are still 20 pounds overweight? You know, it's shocking, but there's a lot of people, probably millions, who are in that situation. Or have you ever wondered what the best workout is that you can do under an hour? Well, that's, you know, impact because it's 50 minutes. But I mean, there's a, you have to ask a compelling question that is sometimes pretty shocking as well. And then, and Kelly also went on to talk about how you talk about the benefits. You list the benefits and not necessarily the features. The feature is that it's 50 minutes three times a week. That's important, but what the benefit is that they're going to save time, have fun, and get the lean, sleek, ripped body they always wanted. Another thing that I had done when I was starting out is I was very proud of all the credentials I earned, and that was what ended up being the feature of the advertisement, which is stupid. So it's important to be well-educated and well-certified and for them to know that you know your stuff. Of course, that's important. But I think I think what you could do simply is put your name and, you know, maybe like an MS, CSCS, CPT, or whatever it is, or they'd just say complete bio online or complete bio on site. So they can become inspired or curious enough to want to learn more about you, but you don't have to list all of your credentials on your ad. It's just not necessary, and I did it when I was starting out, and a lot of people do it, and it's a waste of space. It's not going to improve your results because most people don't know what an MS, CSCS, CPT, ABC, MT, they have no idea. They have no idea what it is, so don't waste your time, money, or effort, or space on the ad. Blank space. Blank space in an ad is absolutely essential.
That is so true. One thing that I do recommend is to use your headshot. You want people to start to identify you with impact. So you might have your picture on an ad. You might have it on your automobile. You may have it, I don't know about your automobile, but just people are going to start to see you, and they're going to see your headshot, and they're going to see you with the schools, and they're going to see you around town, they're going to see you out in the parks. So you want them to start to associate you with this program, and that will help you to grow tremendously because they connect with you, and people are going to start to meet you and go, oh, you're that guy, you're that girl. So definitely use your pictures, and I agree with John completely. The credentials on the website are not important. I can't tell you how many clients that I had literally for years, and then afterwards they would say, oh, I found out there's somebody that you had a degree. I didn't even know you had a degree. I just knew that you helped my friend Joanne get in shape. You know, that's all that really mattered to them is they know that you can get them results.
That's right. You know, here's the thing. Also, when you do your advertising and you get people to come to your website, we're going to go into more of this later, but you have to get their email address and you have to offer them something for the email address. And we're going to get into that later. And when you get into the Impact community, we're going to have all that information and how you use your email messaging programs and the software and the systems that we have in place. So we're going to get into that later. But just realize that all this advertising and marketing is for two things. One is to collect names for your database, and two, to get bodies into your program.
All right.
Once you have them in your fold, then you have them forever. And as this fold of your database is growing and growing, it just gets so much easier for you down the road. So if you need to fill a program and now you have 400 people in your database, it makes it so much easier compared to starting from scratch where maybe you've met 5 people. So continue to always be building that when you contact people, even if they don't join immediately. It might take them 13 months, but the day will come when they receive an email from you or they see you, they run into you, and they just decide, okay, today's the day. And they've known all along that when they were ready, you were going to be the person. So just keep sending it because you never know what message might hit them at the right time that's going to make them pick up that phone or get on that keyboard and sign up.
Now, Kelly, we've been jumping around a little bit here, but according to our outline, the thing that we're going to talk about next is print advertising. And I actually just got a magazine in today that we use for some of our group exercise programs here in Orange County called Live OC. And they have Live LB for Long Beach and Live LA and Live Las Vegas. So it's very geographically sensitive, and actually this particular periodical only goes to certain regions in Orange County which have the right demographic, and Orange County has, I believe, 37 cities within it. That's kind of why we just say Orange County. Some are wealthier than others, some have demographics that are more fitness oriented and so on, and some are in the outlying reaches. So this particular periodical works well because it hits all of our target demographics. It's not super cheap, but it pulls really well. What are some of the key points that you want to illustrate to our students about print advertising right from the get-go?
Well, you want to work with your newspaper. Right now, as we're recording this, it is very inexpensive to do print advertising. The newspapers are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So at first, they're going to give you a rate sheet. Know that those rates are negotiable. You will probably be putting at least 2 ads per month in the newspaper. So first, you want to select the newspaper. Typically, a weekly paper, the one that goes to every home in your community, is going to be the one that most people read. They're looking up the sports, local news, you know, police blotter, and you want to be in that paper. If it comes out daily, people usually will ignore it, but a weekly paper I have found to be the best. A monthly paper is actually my very best choice, but your monthly paper might not always time with the start of your program. So you want to make sure you have a backup with a weekly. Typically, I would say that the weekend before your program starts and the weekend before that are the 2 weekends that you want to run. Usually the paper will come out on a Friday or a Saturday when it's a weekly. And initially, you're going to start out at least 4 weeks out with larger ads that get smaller as the actual start date begins. You want to have placement in the upper right-hand corner when possible. When you flip the page of a paper, that's where your eyes go. So that's where you want to be. Usually they have a color page where all the color ads go. If it's possible for you to be a color ad on a page that is not color, your ad will pop even more. Sometimes it gets lost in all the color. Definitely print it out when you do design an ad. Don't just look at it on your screen. Print it out, actual size, and see how it looks so that you can get an idea of where your eyes go and how it lays out and, you know, decide if that's really the best placement. Typically, your newspaper will design your ad for free. So if they do a great job with that, you may not need a graphic designer, which can be pretty expensive. You may start out with a graphic designer who will do your layout, and then you can just do small tweaks to that, changing out a headline or a date or a picture if that format is working for you. A lot of times, if you are an advertiser, they will give you a contract rate without actually having to sign a contract. Again, you can negotiate anything, so don't just accept that first price necessarily. Let them know that you're in town, in business, you're here to stay, you only expect this to grow. And also see what you can do to negotiate getting some article space as well if you're paying for an ad. So ideally, you're paying for an ad that's on that page, and on that same page, you have written an article that corresponds to that ad. So for example, if my ad is, finally lost those last 10 pounds, well, I'm going to have an article about Julie and how she did it using my program and how her life is better. So people read the article, they see the ad, they read the article, and together it is just so much more powerful than just one ad placed on a page among many ads. So do negotiate. If you can't get an article in every time you place an ad, at least once a month, as a fitness expert, you can offer to write a column each week. And, of course, that column is going to link back to your email and your website. And if you do have the opportunity to get a column, that is fantastic. Let your personality come out. Let your passion come out. Let your humor come out. Whatever it is that you are just on fire about, really let that come out in your column. And people will follow a personality, as you may have followed a certain personality in different magazines that you like to read. So that is an awesome opportunity. Do not see that as just a terrible obligation that you have to do every week. That is a great way to get free publicity. And in exchange, you're once or twice a month paying for an ad. But again, get that upper right-hand corner, ask for an ad, and if an article rather. And if they won't put an article in, ask them if they will interview you. Will they do a story on a new business that's coming to town? And in that case, they will interview you, they will ask you questions, hopefully they will come out, they will take some pictures, they will interview some of your clients. And this may happen after you actually launch, so that they can come and they can see a class in action. You know, today, clearly, they can come in and do some video and post that. Every single newspaper has a electronic version. And anything that appears in the hard copy should also appear in the electronic version, but the reverse is not always true. Sometimes they'll put something in the electronic version that will not appear in print. In my experience, taking out banner ads in the local newspaper has not been successful. I mean, think about when is the last time you went to your local newspaper and clicked on a banner ad? I know that I never have. So just be careful about spending your dollars, really just be cautious and think smart about it. And you know, you may be in business already, so you know what works in your area, but call the people who are advertising in the paper and ask them how it's working for them. So you might call a dentist or a chiropractor and ask them, you know, which paper is best to work with, and get some testimonials before you make any commitments.
One thing I want to talk about also with the print advertising is continuity with the online advertising, but specifically right now I want to talk about the continuity with whether it's a magazine or a newspaper or a flyer or a two- or three-fold brochure or a business card. Continuity, a thread that runs through everything you do, is essential. And this is why we've trademarked impact. This is why you cannot modify the logo except for size. What we give you is what you use for the logo. And, you know, the color scheme can vary a little bit, maybe depending on the season and stuff, but of the logo, it cannot change. That is a fixed color and so on, a hue. But as far as the look and the feel of everything you do, it needs to be very consistent because it can cause consumer confusion. You know, you think of the Nike swoosh. Think of, what's your favorite logo? The three stripes of Adidas, the Ford logo, and the Toyota, whatever it is. You know it. It's identifiable. There's no question what it is. And also, we've spent so much time and money and effort and legal creating a brand that is recognizable. We love the logo. Scott Bollinger, our creative director, developed that, and he's just incredibly talented. And we need to keep that continuity and consistency. And then, of course, once you have that continuity and consistency throughout all of your print collateral, you need to make sure that it's also congruent with the online work that you're doing as well.
With this impact program, you can decide that you want to use this for certain athletes, or you want to use it for an elderly population. You can tweak this for different people, so you can change out the images.
And that's right. And I was actually just working with Scott today on this, and the ads are absolutely phenomenal. So each month you're going to get new ads. And the way this is going to work is that they will be presented to you in different file formats. And it doesn't matter right now if you don't know this, but they'll be in EPS, JPEG, GIF, PDF, and so on. And basically what that means is, regardless of what you want to do and where you'll use the ad or the artwork, we have a file format that will work for you. Whether you want to do something on your car, or if it's 300 dots per inch for print marketing, or what's called a PNG, a ping image, where the background disappears for something you're doing online. And if you're not familiar with that, don't worry about it. A graphic designer or whoever you work with, your business partner or associate or spouse or whoever, will be able to help you with that. But just know that we're giving you everything that you need to do all your different types of advertising. So everything is created in what's called layers. And so basically you can make a layer visible or invisible, or you can move it. And then there's blank fields that will remain for you to put in your specific web address, your specific phone number, your specific location, and so on. And basically it's plug and play. You know, you just drop in your vital information and the template is there. And if you know how to use Photoshop, great, you do it. If not, you have someone around you do Photoshop and you're all set. So it's pretty simple, pretty basic, and of course you get some ads to start with in your program, but every month you're going to get more and more material, so then you can mix and match and go back to something that worked last year or last time. And if you're having great success and you, man, I don't know if I want to touch it because this one works so well, hey, you know what? If something's really, really working for you, it could be the people, it could be the age, it could be the magazine, if it's really working, use it. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And that that's not always so, but many times it is. All right, Kel, so let's go to virtual marketing. And virtual is online. And, of course, some of you will be opting to get the customized impact website, which will certainly make a lot of this easy for you. Some of you may opt not to use it, and that is your preference. So basically right now what I want to do is just talk about the importance of internet marketing and some strategies for internet marketing. And I'll make you familiar with some terminology. And some of the terminology is SEO, which means search engine optimization. And you can have the best site in the world. It can have a good conversion, which is super important, which I'll get to in a minute. It can have flashy graphics. You can have a good registration form. But if it is very difficult for people to find you because you're not indexed well, it doesn't matter. So search engine optimization is essential. So we're going to talk about different strategies for search engine optimization. And then the term I had just alluded to, conversion, is a ratio of how many people that come to your site that end up being either opted into your mailing list or have converted to a sale, a registration. So the traffic that comes to your website, that's another phrase. That's basically the total number of visitors in an hour, a day, a week, a month, however you want to do that, however you want to measure it. So those are some phrases you need to become familiar with. Now, so we have traffic, we have search engine optimization, we have conversion, and then there's also hits. Now, this gets confusing for some people. They say, wow, I got 10 million hits. If you have your page, which is the HTML, and then you have three images on your page, and then someone lands on your page, you have four hits, one for the page itself and one for each image. But that's still one unique visitor. So the number of hits, if you're looking at any of your statistical information for your website, and it tells you that you got X number of hits, it really means nothing. What statistics you want to pay attention to is the number of people that come to your site as a ratio compared to the number of people that opt in for your mailing list or your free report or whatever you're offering on your website, or sign up for your program. That's the ratio that matters most. And what will increase your conversion is having compelling ad copy on your website just as you have it in your print advertising or any of your other web advertising that we're going to get to. So it's all about compelling the person to take action. You give them one choice. They either do what you want them to do, which is to opt into something or sign up or leave, but you're going to make it tougher for them to leave because you're going to make it so compelling for them to take action. I mean, you might even say something such as, you made it this far. I'm guessing you really want to get in shape. Give this a try for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is, and watch how much your body changes. So kind of put them in a mode of saying, gosh, you know, what the heck do I have to lose? You know, and then Kelly, of course, talked about doing a money-back guarantee. Now, she is a huge fan of this. I am in certain situations, and this is one of those things when it's entirely up to you. But to ensure that your money-back guarantee is valid, you have to create a list of criteria for them that they have to stick to where the money-back guarantee can actually be applied. So, again, you know, Kelly's gone over that, and we can go over that a little bit more in some of the different audio lessons as well as your monthly coaching that you'll receive as part of this program. Kelly, what are some of the things that have worked best for you with your internet marketing?
Well, what I find is that after somebody either meets you or they read an article you've written or they've seen somebody in town with one of the shirts on or however the connection has been made, they might see one of your ads. Usually the first thing they're going to do is they're going to go to the website. So that really is after they've had that first awareness about the program. That's really the first infusion that they get with Impact. And thankfully, John has just poured into all of his resources in making an incredible website through Kony Creative. And so when they get to your website, they are just going to be wowed. I mean, we can't stress enough about only using the website that was created for consistency, for branding, and it's all there for you. I mean, if you had to do that website on your own, it would be $20,000.